Welcome to morning prayer on Friday the 11th of September. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. As the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have moulded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, on that day, as Massah in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I detested that generation and said, this people are wayward in their hearts, they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 142. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. I cry aloud to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him, and tell him of my trouble. When my spirit faints within me, you know my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they laid a snare for me. I look to my right hand, and find no one who knows me. I have no place to flee to, and no one cares for my soul. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. I cry out to you, O Lord, and say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am brought very low. Save me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. When you have dealt bountifully with me, then shall the righteous gather around me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. God of compassion, you regard the forsaken and give hope to the crushed in spirit. Hear those who cry to you in distress, and bring your ransomed people to sing your glorious praise, now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. As you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, may you dwell in safety. May he keep you and all yours in peace. Go and be blessed. Amen. A prayer by Dr. Charles Stanley. Dear Lord, as we rise to meet each new day, please let us be filled with your Spirit. Wherever we go, let us spread love, joy, peace, goodness, and faithfulness. Let us desire to become more like you and to worship you in all we do. Help us desire these things so much more than the sin that entices us. Thank you for always going before us. In Jesus' name, Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.